USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media. The Biden administration this week signaled it would veto a Senate-led effort to nullify a vaccine mandate for private businesses, even as several Democratic lawmakers suggested they would support the effort. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday that if the bill comes to the president's desk, he will veto it. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The White House reacts to Biden meeting Putin.
Direct and straightforward. That's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan describes President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Sullivan adding that President Biden warned Putin regarding those troops and what happens if Russia invades Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi predicted Wednesday that both chambers of Congress will pass the $2 trillion expansion of social benefits and climate change programs at the heart of President Biden's domestic agenda, which features a host of Democratic economic and climate priorities before Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Senator Rick Scott says corporate America is not interested in principles when profits are on the line.
As the Biden administration announced it will be diplomatically boycotting the Winter Olympics in China, Chinese media announced no one cares if politicians don't show up. The human rights offenses in China are documented and atrocious. Republican Senator Rick Scott with the Armed Services Committee says money over principles is a bad direction for a freedom-loving nation.
Whether it's the NBA or whether it's Nike or whether it's Delta, they're all focused on how they make more money. You know, heck with human rights. Now, they would like to get, you know, their rights, and they want to criticize everything that happens in this country, but God forbid they do anything that would impact their ability to make a profit.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot blamed retailers for not making safety a priority amid a string of smash-and-grab thefts at retail stores in recent months.
I'm disappointed that they're not doing more to take safety and make it a priority. For example, we still have retailers that won't institute plans like having security officers in their stores, making sure that they've got cameras that are actually operational.
Rob Carr, the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, says it ignores the fact that retailers spent hundreds of millions of dollars every year on security, Carr told Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.